welcome to the first October podcast of An Acquired Taste.
Yes.
Best month ever.
Arguably so. We'll see. So, we thought we might have a little bit of fun with you guys in this. Instead of, you know, picking a topic and kind of ranting off that, we thought, why the hell not just welcome October in with some delightfully fun and scary stories?
Yes.
At least that was my intent.
Okay.
I have a bone to pick with the two of you.
What's wrong?
I am complete chicken and when I posed this at first, I was like, ooh, this is going to be fun. I'm like, all fake stories that we know aren't real. In my brain, I said that. And then I started reading some of the emails we got from listeners, and they're like, 90% of them are real stories.
Ooh, awesome.
And I looked at the tweets you guys posted. I'm like, son of a bitch, they asked for real ones. So
go real or go home, baby.
I'm going to suck it up. And this is our Halloween welcome.
We are going to invite you to turn down your lights and get some candles, light the candles, wrap yourself up in a blanket, get some black cats curled up around you, break a couple mirrors, walk under a couple ladders.
This could have gone in a really different direction. The candles, the wrapping yourself up.
I'm not going to be turned on for weeks after this.
That's okay. You are a little horn dog. This is good for you.
This will actually even me out. Great. Okay. So we've got first of all, thanks to everyone who emailed.
Yes. Thank you so much. We weren't sure if anybody would email. Frankly, we weren't sure if anyone was listening. So thank you so much.
This makes me feel better.
Yeah.
So I think everyone brought a story that they want to tell or some free ball in it. Okay, cool.
But I also want to read some of the emails too. I want to see those.
We got those. So we're going to pass those around. But do you guys want to start with our own? Or do you want to start with some emails? By the way, guys, we're not going to be able to get to all the emails. That's for sure. We've got one big pile and we're just going to, you know, bulldoze through whatever we can.
We may need to have a part two.
Oh, that's okay. Puppies. Next podcast is about puppies.
Puppies, or we do part two.
Or we'll talk about it then. Okay. Who wants to start? Because it's not Sam.
I can start.
Okay.
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 So this is a true story. Where's my scary music, yo?
Okay.
Put the scary music! Yes! Okay. So, when I was 17, my family moved into an historic home. And it was about 100 years old. And my room took the upstairs floors. There were four big windows that looked out over the street. And when it was nighttime, you could see the light in from...
There's a dude screaming.
When it was nighttime, you could see the light streaming in from the street light outside, and it would cast a diagonal shadow over part of this big blank wall. So the diagonal top would be lit from the street light below, but because it was on the second floor, the bottom part of the wall would be dark because that's where the light didn't reach. And because I was on the second floor, you would see the street light, but you would never see shadows walking by because it was two floors up. The shadows wouldn't be cast up that way. So our house was haunted. We knew this. We had heard noises. The cats had been locked in rooms. Doors would close by themselves. But one night I'm lying in bed and I look up and I see the torso of a man standing in the lit portion of my blank wall. And he's just motionless. He's wearing a fedora and a coat with a collar that's turned up. And I can tell this because he's standing in profile, just still. And I closed my eyes and I opened my eyes and he was still there. And there's no way, it could have been a shadow because there's no way a shadow could have been cast from that distance up. And to this day, I have no idea where it came from. I have no idea who it was, but I distinctly saw a perfect outline of a man standing in my bedroom looking at me.
I don't like this at all.
True story.
I brought a complete BS story. Kathleen, is yours real or fake?
Mine is also real.
Damn it.
Go, Kathleen.
Mine was also when I was 17. It was a dark, warm August evening. I had been in the park rollerblading. and I knew that the sun was going to come down, but I wanted to put on my running shoes and get a lap in around the lake before the night had fallen. The sun was sort of on the horizon, and I was in the part of the park where it was sort of forest. There wasn't access to the road from there. And I heard footsteps behind me, so I sped up, and the footsteps behind me sped up. And I decided to go even a little bit faster, and they went faster, and then I could hear them getting closer, so I was sprinting. And then all of a sudden I realize I'm the only person in the park. The field I'm running by is empty. The people playing kickball had gone home, and darkness had fully set in. And I'm running full speed. My feet are pounding against the pavement. But as fast as they pound, someone behind me was chasing me. My key to my car was in my sneaker. And I didn't know what to do. Nobody would have heard me scream. Nobody would have heard my cries for help. As I'm running, I somehow manage to get my shoe off, and I grab the key from underneath the sole of the sneaker cushion. I drop my shoe completely. Now I'm running with one foot without protection, and I get to my car. I didn't have a clicker. It was only my car key. And I can still hear the feet pounding behind me. And I can almost hear the audible noises of somebody grunting from running so fast that they can no longer breathe. And I got to my car, and in one swift motion, I put that key right in the lock, and I jumped in my car, and I drove away. I made a squeal as I was turning out of the parking lot, which was now empty. There were no other cars. And I turned my head just slightly to the left to see over the lake as I'm peeling out of the parking lot. And there was one dark figure. And I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. And I just kept going. I never looked back.
Bye.
Man, I've never told my mom that, so I hope she's not listening.
I don't care for this.
First of all, can I just say, that wasn't written. Kathleen is just that eloquent.
No, and she looked at one spot the entire time. It was like she was reading from a Ouija board.
Kathleen, that's terrifying.
Yeah, right? I was being chased, and I was stupid. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get another lap in, and darkness fell upon the park, and somebody was there waiting for an idiot like me to keep pretending to be a runner
something.
Or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
Cardio of your life. Yeah. Though. Tell me you didn't hit a 4-minute mile at that point.
Damn, if only Fitbits existed back then.
I got you at 70 steps in.
Yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, most people are like you and decided to send in real scary stories.
Yeah.
Mine is BS. Actually, I have a confession about Kathleen's. I thought Kathleen was going to take a comedy turn. It was going to be like, the last parka in Nordstrom's. And someone else got it.
No. Don't go to the park after dark, folks. Nothing good happens.
Yeah, it's actually just great advice, aside from a fantastic story in hindsight.
All right, Sam, your turn.
So this one is the story, you know when you're just that age and you share stories as kids?
Yeah.
This is the one that stuck with me the most. It's kind of popular, so it's really possible that some people out there are going to know it already, but I don't care. Stick with me, and let's see what really cheesy song I found for this. No one should have given me this audio job. Okay. Once there was a beautiful young girl who lived in a small town. Her parents had to go out for a while, so they left their daughter at home alone. Sorry, this reminds me of Halloween Town.
Keep going! It's a good song, by the way.
But she was protected by her dog, which was a very large collie. The parents told the girl to lock all windows and doors after they had left. At about 8 p.m., the parents went to town, so the girl did what she was told and shut and locked every window and every door. But there was one window in the basement that wouldn't close completely. Trying as best as she could, she finally got the window shut, but it would not lock. So she left the window and went back upstairs to make sure everything else was deadbolted. She snuggled up with her dog and the two of them fell asleep. Soon after, she was awoken. She turned and looked at the clock. It was 2:30. Then she heard a noise. It was a dripping sound. She thought she had left the water running and it was now dripping into the drain of her sink. So thinking it was no big deal, she decided to go back to sleep. Just before, she put her hand down on the side of the bed and her dog licked her hand, reassuring her that he was protecting her and everything was all right. At about 3:45, she woke up again, hearing the same dripping sound. She got up just in time to see her parents pulling into the house. "Good," she said, "now someone can fix the sink, because I didn't leave it running." She walked into the bathroom, and there was her collie, hung up on the curtain rod. The noise she heard was the dripping blood into a puddle on the floor. And there on the floor, next to the bed she was sleeping in, was a small handwritten note saying, "Humans can lick too."
Oh my God.
That story, like, my heart is still pounding right now.
Home invasion is literally the scariest.
What freak was licking her hand, dude?
Okay, wait. Before we go into listeners, can I tell you my favorite home invasion one?
Oh my God, yes.
This is a classic one as well. I'm going to tell this off the top of my head.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I had to read that entire thing.
I'm going to cry. Home invasion movies. I don't sleep for days.
All right.
Here we go.
A family had two small children, and the couple was going to go out for dinner for the night. So they hired their babysitter, a 16-year-old girl who knew the children well. She came over to the house, and the family said, "The children are already asleep. We just need you here to make sure everything is okay." So the parents left, the girl locked up, and sat down on the couch thinking she was going to have an easy night and easy money. But she decides to go upstairs around 10 o'clock just to check on the children and make sure they're okay. So she goes into the son's room and she sees the blanket slowly moving up and down as the little boy sleeps. He's peaceful, so she gently closes the door and moves into the daughter's room. She opens the daughter's door and sees the daughter. The blanket is moving slowly up and down as the little girl calmly sleeps. She decides to call the parents just to let them know everything is okay. The phone rings, the mother picks up. "How's everything going?" "The children are sleeping fine, but do you mind if I put a blanket over the clown statue you have in the little girl's room? It's sort of scaring me." The mother says, "Grab both children and leave the house immediately. We do not have a clown statue."
Oh my God.
I want to cry. So honest to God. I am not prepared for this. Bethany's giggling with joy. Kathleen's just catatonic in thought. And I'm over here exploding with both of those things.
That's my very favorite story ever. All right, bust out the emails.
Okay, so we've got, like, you know, some little anecdotes and some long stories, but you guys haven't read any of these.
No.
You guys skimmed them. I requested that you guys didn't read them.
Yes.
Because I thought it would be fun for them to be kind of discovered now.
Okay.
So let's see. Let's see what we got. Kathleen, do you want to read the first email?
Yeah. This one is from Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
And it begins, "I grew up in a spooky old Victorian house. My older sister would come running out of her room at night screaming, 'There's a man in my room!' My parents decided to solve the problem by making me switch with her. One night, soon after the switch, I fell asleep with the TV on. When I woke up, I saw an old man sitting in the chair watching me. He slowly faded away. I turned off the TV and went back to sleep. This happened many times after that, and I never felt any danger or malice, so I just went with it. My family used to visit old family friends that lived far, way out in the country. Once I was going out to the front door and tripped over an old man sitting there. I went to apologize, but then he just faded away. The woman that lived there said, 'Oh, he must think you are our grandson. He does that to him all the time.'"
Thank you, Ron.
Ron said that was real, by the way.
I
None
love
of
that.
These are fun stories. All of these are real stories. Here, Bethany, I'm gonna fan out the emails, right, and you pick
Ooh,
one.
I like a long one.
And that's what you're gonna go with.
Okay.
Okay.
This is from Alexandria. My creepy, more than scary story is about my daughter, Chloe. She's 6 years old, and she sleepwalks and sleep talks. To me and my husband, this is freaking scary. One night, less than a month ago, she let out a terrifying scream like something was hurting her that gave us the chills, and we ran to her room. We started asking her what was wrong and tried to comfort her. She did not acknowledge us. She walked away and went to stare at the back door. She woke up and just walked back to bed. Another night, she did the same thing. The scream happened. We walked back to see her again, and she was whimpering as she passed us, and she went to touch my bathroom door. That was her goal, I guess. She ended up brushing against me as she cried her way back to her bed. She had no clue we were right by her. Another time, I saw her walk past my bedroom and out to the kitchen. I thought she was going to check the bathroom, but I never heard the door closed. I go to check the dark living room and find the pantry, cupboards, and fridge doors open. Then I see my baby sitting on the couch. We were just staring at each other because I'm scared of her. After the longest minute of my life, I waved at her and she waved back. I walked her back to bed and asked her about it in the morning, and she had no recollection of what happened. If I was staring at a kid and the kid was just staring dead ahead and then waved at me, I would lose my mind.
I would probably, my kid or not, I'd probably punch in the face.
Punch that kid in the face.
Like, protect first, apologize later. I'm sorry I punched you in the face, my child. You were staring at me and I was waving at you.
Jeez.
There's just no friggin' way. Actually, okay, this one I liked, but mostly because it made me laugh at the end. And as we might have gathered by now, I have zero guts.
Yeah.
So I kind of needed this. So this is from listener Dave, and he said, I bought my mom's house. She bought it from a widow when I was 17. The widow's husband, Mrs. Durr O'Connor, loved this house and did all the work on it himself. After my mom bought it, her husband, who was a carpenter, started changing the house. He started having different encounters, like being pushed off the toilet from the second floor bathroom. So this spirit has a sense of humor.
It does.
Having tools fall on him, all this kind of stuff. After they divorced, for other reasons, the activity stopped. After I bought the house, I started making improvements but not changes. At times, I'd see a figure standing at the end of the hall, even still with the lights turned on. When I'm working, I usually see him nearby. A side note, my mom has a Cocker Spaniel she loved who died here in the house and used to always have accidents on the kitchen floor. To this day, occasionally we'll find a random wet spot on the kitchen floor, then we'll laugh and tell Mr. O'Connell to clean up after his dog.
Oh, that's delightful.
So this is nice because he's got kind of a banter with the spirit in his house, so I'm cool with that.
I like that.
So we have a special guest right now.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Hi, Jeff Smith.
It's one of our favorite engineers.
I am so excited to be here, and I can't tell you. It's amazing.
What's going on? Do you have any scary stories?
I have. Sam texted it yesterday.
Tweeted, texted,
whatever.
It's all the same technology.
Yeah. And I told her, back when I was in college, probably when the three of you were still in diapers, we did this documentary for a film class I was in at the Spy House Museum in the Atlantic Highlands in New Jersey. And it's supposedly the most haunted house in New Jersey. It looks over New York Harbor and the Raritan Bay and everything, and it's supposedly haunted by a wife and her baby who looked out the window every night looking for the husband to return from wherever he was sailing to. And I had a big camera with a big clip-in battery pack on the back of it on my shoulder, videotaping in the room, and as I was taping where the baby slept, the battery flew over my shoulder and landed on the floor. There's no way that it could have done it if there wasn't a ghost in that room.
Did you believe in ghosts up until that point?
I didn't disbelieve, but...
Now you do?
Now I have no doubt that they exist. It was the freakiest thing. Go to the Spy House Museum in the Highlands. It's
absolutely
the freakiest place.
So the battery unclipped itself and then flew over your shoulder
landed,
and forward.
Yeah, it landed. I was bent, leaning forward. So if it had come undone, it would have just fallen behind me, but it landed in front of me.
This is awesome. Not... Bethany's like writing down. I'm sorry, where was this?
Go to
which room?
Yeah, it's the most haunted house in New Jersey.
Did you so you didn't get any footage, did you?
I do, but it's like on 3/4-inch, you know, old school videotape.
So, dude, you should look find a way to watch that again. I wonder if anything shows
probably
up.
I can get it converted to DVD or something, but
do it and show Bethany.
Nope, not
Sam.
Going there. Thanks for sharing.
I'm going.
Thank you, Jeff.
On that note, I'm leaving.
We love you, kind of. That's so cool.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is we have such an odd spread. How are we all friends? This is the most polarizing room I've been in a while.
All right.
All right, ladies. You guys are both smirking. Let's continue.
All right. Well, you find another one, Kathleen. I'll read this one.
I have one.
Okay, you're here. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This comes from our listener, Abby. About 3 years ago, I was dating a guy whose parents lived in a house that was built in the late 1800s. They had an awesome deck, and they were always up for splitting a bottle of wine or 10 bottles of wine on any given summer night. Once I was in the bathroom, and while I was peeing, I looked up at their clothes hamper. Standing in front of me was a young girl in a white nightgown, and she was staring. I blinked my eyes so hard, she was still standing there, and I blinked again, and then she was gone. I washed my hands quickly and got the hell out of there, but still accredited the vision to the amount of wine I had drank that night. However, when I brought it up at breakfast the next morning, my boyfriend's mom said, "Oh, yeah, she's in the hallway all the time at night."
No. How is that like, "Oh, yeah, you mean the ghost with the blanket?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's there all the time.
Nice lady.
This is really lovely.
Casual.
Right?
Casual.
No.
No.
Not normal.
Totally normal.
Don't
Bye-bye.
Like this.
Bye-bye.
All
right.
Bethany's on cloud nine.
I love this.
Keep going.
This is from Chris. Years ago, my family and I used to live in a 2-bedroom condo in a very nice town. Having 2 small children in the house, I had to work a lot. I worked off hours, the graveyard shifts, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. to pick up extra time. Occasionally, my wife would tell me she hated sleeping alone. I didn't pay much attention, as I thought it was because she was lonely. One day, she confessed that the reason she couldn't sleep and was paralyzed with fear was because someone or something was watching her sleep. She admitted she would lay as still as possible and try not to breathe loud so it wouldn't hear her. She said she would sometimes see a man's shadow in the corner or a ball of light, nothing fully formed, but enough that she knew it was there. Being a rational-minded thinker, I thought this could have been a creepy neighbor somehow getting in. I looked in the closet and indeed found a small hatchway, but had to move mounds of clothes packed to the ceiling to get in the space. I was able to, but it was beyond impossible for anyone to get in and out without waking her up. Since I wasn't a believer, I couldn't see any reason for what my wife was seeing and dismissed her sightings as anxiety and stress of being alone with a small family. She eventually stopped talking about it and life went on. We sold our condo soon after to a nice couple and went on our way. It wasn't until 4 months after I received a call from the couple to let me know I had mail and asked if I could pick it up. I thought this was no big deal and made arrangements to pick it up at the condo. I was invited in, and as proud owners, they wanted to show me the place. After the tour, I thanked them and began to leave, but the mood became serious, and I was asked to take a seat. Here's what happened next that changed my mind. The husband started his conversation like this. "I don't believe in this, but my wife asked me to ask you. You see, my wife says she sees someone looking at her at night while we sleep, a man in the corner. Did you ever see anything?" Holy I thought. I quickly replied no, ran to the car, apologized to my wife, and have never been back since. To my knowledge, no one ever died on the property or anything to account for it, but I am a true believer now.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I love how at first he chalked it up to womanly issues.
Yeah. Oh, women.
I'm never going to sleep again.
No, not
is what
alone.
It comes down to.
You women being all excitable with your feelings and your emotions.
She was, you know, it was her time. No kidding. I love you, Chris. Thank you
Chris,
so much.
That's awesome.
Holy crap. See, now neither of you should be nervous if you see a 5'3" shadowy figure in your corner. Yeah. It's just Sam.
It's Sam.
About to crawl into bed with you. See, these are what I was expecting. Okay, this was a cute little short one from Lauren, and I, you know, this is what I was expecting this podcast to be. You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you're heading down the stairs, you hear your mom whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
Do you,
Thank you, Lauren. That's what I was expecting.
Does this ever happen to anybody else? Sometimes I will wake up from a nap or a dead sleep because I've heard my name.
No.
Yep.
What do you
and
mean sometimes?
And I'm alone in the house. It happens more than once. I hear a loud bang and I'm stirred from an afternoon nap and nothing has fallen and nobody's in the apartment.
Do you guys remember? So my apartment, I'm convinced, is haunted. Do you remember, this was maybe a month or two ago, I said this on the big show, where I believe it was a bracelet. I had taken a bracelet off, and it's the kind you have to latch, so it's long unless you latch it into a circle. And it had fallen on the floor, and when I came home, it was sitting in the middle of my counter in a perfect circle.
Mm. I do remember you saying that. I think I just suppressed it. This is like, I don't know what I would do. I have not, and I take pause with saying this because I don't want to beckon anything because I don't not believe in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would do if I walked into a situation where I'm like, there is no earthly way this happened. Like that. Bethany, you live alone.
Yeah.
Like, unless it was a beloved Oliver being a little tricky trick,
mm-hmm. That
there's no other... Something went down.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
I don't know what I would do if I lived alone. Like, even if something like that has happened to me, for the most part, I've had three roommates up until this point, so I've always just blamed it on one of them. But what if my living room's rearranged or something when I live alone?
Or if, like, you walk into a room and something is, like, moving, like a candelabra is shaking back and forth or a chair is rocking.
The only reason I refuse to decorate my apartment with a candelabra is because that would scare me. And that's the only reason.
It's always a candelabra. Ghosts love those damn things. They're so gothic. All right. Well, we have a lot of emails left over, but I think that this would make for a good mini episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Damn it.
So...
I'm like really not gonna be able to sleep tonight. This is a bad thing.
I enjoy Big and Little Spoon, Kathleen. So you just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. If you sent us an email and we did or did not get to it, thank you so much. We love you for emailing. Thanks for proof of people listening to this thing. And now before we go, let's go around. Oh, by the way, if you want to send us another one, please do.
Please.
What's our email address?
Our email address is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Shoot us an email, and hopefully we will get to read your story on the next podcast.
Hey, you know what? This might be a fun, being it's our first bonus and it's Halloween stuff, maybe this would be a fun one to bring our sister Danielle Monero on.
Yes. Oh, that's a great idea, because this is her season.
Okay. She doesn't have a choice.
All right, let's go around the circle quickly and say what we all learned this week before we take off.
This isn't necessarily something I learned, but I want to share a moment I had with you guys today.
Okay.
I fangirled hardcore because I bumped into Lena Dunham in the hallway.
You did?
Yeah, she was over here at our hip-hop station, Power 105, and I caught word that she was in the building, and I walked my butt over there so I could observe her from afar. I was too... scared to talk to her, but I'm a big fan, so yeah.
I love that she was at Power. I wonder what she was talking about.
Oh, she's talking about voting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is very important. Go register. Twitter can help you @gov.
Yeah, please do that. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
We love that.
That's adorable.
Okay.
Wait, I just had one. What was I going to say?
So I learned a tip, and I don't know if it works yet, but I'm trying it, and then I want you to try it as well. We were just in summer, which is the season of ballet flats without socks. Mm-hmm. So if you have shoes, any kind of shoes that don't smell the best, I read somewhere that you're supposed to take those little silica packets that come with almost everything you buy.
The ones that say do not eat.
Yes, the ones that say do not eat. You're supposed to put those into your shoes because they absorb wetness, and they're supposed to help make your shoes smell a little bit better.
Really?
I don't know if it works or not, but I would say give it a shot because I read it and I was intrigued.
It makes sense, though, right? Because it's meant to keep the stuff dry.
So try it. Do not eat them.
Mm-mm. And but they taste so good.
Keep them away from children and pets, but shove them in your shoes and see what happens.
That. Will do.
Okay. My little piece of knowledge from this week is always check the obvious. I opened an American Express gift card yesterday that was $50 I got for my birthday, and I'm finally ready to use it. So I open it out of the packaging, and then I continue to clean my room because I'm a very neat person. And then I go to take the gift card because I'm going to the mall, and I can't find it. And I'm looking for about 20 minutes. pockets and all of the places like I would put it. So my new roommate comes home and she goes, what the hell are you doing? And I said, I lost a gift card. And she goes, well, what were you doing when you opened it? I was like, I just woke up from a nap and I opened it and I got my stuff together. And she goes, so you slept in your bed? Like, yeah. And she looks at my bed and it was made. And she pulls the cover back and the gift card was there in the bed. Like, damn freaking detective, this is why I agreed to live with you.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a nice surprise when you went to bed.
I know. $50 dream.
At least you weren't heating up the soups. You would have melted your gift card.
I love it when Kathleen heats up the soup.
I do.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of An Acquired Taste podcast. You can find us on iHeartRadio, obviously. You know where to find us. You found us. Hold on a second. Shut up. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of An Acquired Taste podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast, on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, and on Facebook as well, Acquired Taste Podcast. Ladies, plug your socials.
I'm at Sam and Radio on everything.
And I'm at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Radio Bethany on Twitter. Thank you again for listening. We will talk to you next time.